40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where New York Community Bank will buy most of failed Signature Bank in a $2.7 billion deal. It's similar to what Swiss bank UBS will do with rival Credit Suisse to stabilize financial markets in Switzerland. Congressman Patrick McHenry, Republican chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, says there will be investigations.
At the moment, I think it's important that American people have confidence in the financial system and their bank. And I think that is the imperative right now. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why I supported the FDIC and Fed's and Treasury's decision last Sunday night. I thought it was an imperative for the country.
He was on Face the Nation. Leaders of China and Russia will reportedly meet Monday in Moscow. It comes after Vladimir Putin made a surprise visit to Mariupol, a town in eastern Ukraine controlled by Russia. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Ukraine with details.
A victory lap of sorts for President Putin, driving himself through Mariupol. Russia's military bombed, seized, then annexed the Ukrainian port city in May, damaging or destroying nearly all of its buildings. He toured newly built facilities in what's believed to be his closest visit to the front lines of the war he started.
A curfew's in effect in Miami Beach. It follows two deadly shootings in 2 days at the height of spring break. Katie and Devin are visiting from Ohio.
We saw a bunch of people kind of rush the door, like the main entrance.
Everyone was running in and ducking and
then
everybody, tables over.
Yeah, everybody
they
in
were
the restaurant.
Slamming the front
then.
Door shut.
Yeah, and everybody was kind of scattering, ducking down, running to the like sides of the restaurant.
Five people under the age of 18 have died in a car crash north of New York City. Police say all those in the car were related. The father of the 16-year-old driver of the car, who also died, spoke with WCBS-TV.
That's his thing. He goes to the mall. He goes to get his ice cream with his cousin. They go to the movies. They walk around the mall. They do what teenagers and kids do. It's just, I didn't know he was driving by himself.
A 9-year-old survived that crash. Correspondent Cammie McCormick looks back at the war in Iraq.
The invasion started from the air with shock and awe.
The attack came in waves, cruise missiles, followed by the F-117 stealth bombers with so-called bunker-busting bombs. Their target, a bunker believed to be sheltering, what are called top leaders of the Iraqi regime.
Months later, President George W. Bush declared major combat operations over, but the war carried on, and U.S. troops didn't leave Iraq until 2011. Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
The U.S. invaded March 20th, 2003. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. Illinois is cashing in on Wisconsinites' need for weed. The Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation estimates the state made over $36 million in tax revenue last year from Wisconsinites traveling across the border to buy pot. Governor Evers is proposing fully legalizing marijuana in his state budget, but state Republicans say that's not going to happen. The name of Father John Coulinan, who served at St. Paul's Church in Mosinee and St. Mary's in Wausau, has been added to the list of credibly accused priests within the La Crosse Diocese. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting Coulinan has multiple substantiated allegations of abuse. He died in 1974. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call launched the investigation into clergy abuse in April of 2021 and since has generated about 250 reports from across the state. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
You need some whoop 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 boing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Wisconsin. Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. We are live in Madison, rounding out the last hour of our field trip day.
It's great.
Out of Waukesha.
It's been so much fun.
How is it not producing the show?
It's been so much fun.
You just get to have witty comebacks and not think about answering the phone, not thinking about the next song. We got Aaron Zommers dealing with all that today.
Who is doing a fantastic, fantastic job.
All right. Hey! All right. Well, how does working for outside in nature, getting fresh air, being in the Wisconsin wilderness during the best time of the year, yes, which is our summers, how does that sound to you? Because DNR is now hiring state park seasonal staff, and here to tell us more about it is Brian Hefty from the DNR. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. Happy to talk about our positions.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess let's just, what is available?
Well, we have close to 300 jobs available right now across the entire state. And we are looking for people that are enthusiastic about working with other people. We have a lot of different types of jobs, everything from a park ranger to a naturalist to a visitor service staff person, as well as maintenance staff as well. So if there's got to be a niche in there for everyone that we're talking to here. So
Brian, is there a park ranger school I have to go to? I mean, what does it take to become a park ranger? And is there a hat involved? Because I would like to wear a hat.
You'd look good in a hat.
Thank you.
The hats are always popular. They're definitely an attraction. We actually don't make a requirement of wearing a hat, but if people want one, we would definitely give them one. As far as requirements go, there isn't a requirement of a degree for the positions that we're looking for. Certainly, those individuals that like to work outside, like to work on different maintenance type process, interacting with people. Those are really the skills that we're looking for, and that's really where we're at right now. But we have a very diverse workforce, and we like it that way. We want diversity in our workforce.
And so, because I'm looking here, so the following positions are open at various locations. So we talked about park rangers. So what's the difference between like a park ranger or a parks and recreation specialist?
Yeah, so those positions are very similar, but what I would say the main difference is that you will see a park ranger maybe focus more in on that, you know, educating the public about certain rules and regulations, or providing that maybe that visitor service, customer service information to people. You know, rangers are kind of they're always the attractant for folks. Interact a lot with our public, help to educate them, and they're kind of also the jack of all trades that we look to fill different gaps that we have. Everything from maintenance to educational programming to customer service.
And I mean, we have so many state parks to choose from, right, mm-hmm. Brian? I mean, no matter where you are listening to us right now, there are likely openings at the state park nearest you.
Most definitely. I don't know of any of our properties that are completely full as far as staffing levels for the summer. So if there's a state park, state forest nearby, definitely seek it out and encourage you to go talk to those managers right there, get more information and hear more about the property.
So when, because a lot of these positions are for seasonal, it's for the summer?
They are. They're a maximum of 1,039 hours. That's what we are able to give as far as a maximum, but that isn't a requirement. A lot of our staffing will go from like that Memorial Day to Labor Day time period. So we, you know, works great for college students, mm-hmm. Works great oftentimes for, you know, even teachers that are looking for a summer job, or those that are kind of that retirement phase, but are looking for either additional income or, you know, more interaction with other people to work with. So definitely a good opportunity.
Yeah, I can definitely see this, Brian, as a perfect opportunity for retirees. I really do, who like people and like, you know, sharing their knowledge. And I just think that would be such a wonderful, and I think this is pretty well known too, socialization as you get older remains critically important. So I think it helps you live longer when you interact with people and you see different people on a daily basis, and it keeps you sharp, and it just is, it's good for you.
It is. And I would say that we have a huge benefit getting those individuals that are, you know, later in life, you know, they come to the table with a lot of experiences and really make a good combination with other staff, you know, whether it be a leader or helping provide guidance, or, you know, just different perspectives on work. It really is a good combination that's worked really, really well for us.
And so we're talking to Brian Hefty, who is the DNR Deputy Bureau Director of Parks and Recreation Management. And how often, for people who maybe start, like you said, some of the younger folks who are college students, who start in a seasonal job, how much does this get the bug? And this is something that turns into a long career, maybe not with the DNR, because if there's not an open position, but knowing that they want to work in parks, state parks, or some, you know, outdoors, is that kind of a feeder program and how people kind of get into it?
It most definitely is. A lot of our permanent workforce start out as LTEs. I know I started out as an LTE.
You did.
Yes, absolutely. And worked all the positions that we mentioned, you know, customer service, park ranger, park rec specialist, labor as well. So yes, it helped to grab me and keep me interested.
Brian, I personally am fascinated by heavy equipment. And I'm just, if there are people like me who could be lured into this, like, what could I drive?
Yeah, and that's a good question. So, you know, within our system, we have, you know, trucks to drive around, commercial lawnmowers, as you might expect with the acreage we have to mow. That is something that we do often, and something very appealing. I mean, who doesn't like to mow lawn? You know, a lot of folks like to do that.
And you've got the great big ones, right, that do this, that can go in a circle, and that are the bigger, fancier lawnmowers?
Yes, we do. Absolutely. And we also have, skid steers and tractors, and we have a training program for those too. So for those that have the aptitude for it and are excited to learn new things, that they can take with them in life, we have a spot for them, and we're looking to train people.
So I guess to change for the people who are not looking for a job but who are very much looking forward to the summer and getting to enjoy the state parks, how early in advance should people be booking their campsites or like all of the different things that we can take advantage of, we get discounted prices as residents here, but what are some of the things for, I guess the consumers of the parks instead of the workers of the parks that you feel like people should know as we, it doesn't look like spring right now, but soon enough.
Okay, we're getting there.
Yeah, no, those are great questions. So our camping, you can actually book 11 months in advance. And a lot of our campsites for the weekends you might expect are heavily booked already. Yeah. But there is still openings across the state on weekends and most definitely during the weekdays as well. But definitely encourage you to go out and seek those opportunities that exist out there. And there's always cancellations. Even at our most popular parks, there's people have changes that they need to make, and so there's cancellations.
How much, and because I'm obsessed now with the park ranger in the hat, how much leeway do they have? Because I'm thinking of when I've gone to the Tower of London and you have your docent who takes you around and they embellish some stories. So if I were to become a park ranger for the Wisconsin DNR, is it frowned upon if I share a story about the time I fought off a bear with a nail clippers?
We'd give you a special program if you have a story like that. So I think that would attract people.
Well, we did learn from the National Park Services recently, do not push your slower friend down when being chased by a bear.
Yeah, so not good.
Is there other advice? I know that the National Park Service is very good at giving very obvious advice, but as far as obvious advice for Wisconsin State Parks, anything else that you think like people should know?
Wisconsin is one of those states where there's very few things that can harm you from the wild. We always tell people to practice good behaviors, lock their food away. So, mostly what raccoons are the culprit most of the time that get into it. But store your food away, be aware of your surroundings. And, if you follow those things, you're going to be pretty good in Wisconsin.
There we go. Well, Aaron, I just saw that your story is you have a friend who's was an LTE, right?
Yeah, one of my roommates is working in a plant pathology lab, and later this month he is moving to Michigan to go and get a grad degree in plant pathology and then potentially coming back to Wisconsin for that.
So there you go.
Very cool. Where can people find the jobs, the list of jobs, Brian?
So they can go to the state employment website, which is called WISC Jobs. So that's WISC.JOBS. They can go there. They can do a search, and it'll kind of walk you through how to apply.
Perfect. And we'll put that on today's show notes for anyone who's interested. Brian Hefty, DNR, Deputy Bureau Director of Parks and Recreation Management. Thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. When we come back, three headlines and a lie. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
What a wonderful way. Ooh,
yeah. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with lows around 28. Southwesterly winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow, high of 46. Tomorrow night, low is around 32. Temperatures a bit above average Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs from the upper 40s to the mid 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes.
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She's Jane Madner.
Aaron Zummer is producing, giving some heart and soul to our program today.
It really makes me not want to come back and just listen to the music.
It was pretty mellow, but you know, some songs about love in the outdoors.
There you go.
Yeah.
Which was so fun.
It was great.
As someone who married into a family that likes to camp, I now have a newfound appreciation for our parks. I've always liked the outdoors, but we weren't a camping family.
No, we neither was mine.
And now, at least once a summer, we camp.
And
I'm good for like 2 days.
Yeah,
two to three days, yeah, and then I need an actual shower.
Yeah, and I want a bed.
Yes.
But we have so many spectacular state parks. We really do. And I just think for retirees, what a great summer job. How much fun would that be?
I hadn't thought of that. I always think of, I was thinking more on the side of what he said at first, which was like college students,
sure,
teachers. But yeah, thinking about senior citizens who were like, yeah, this is fun.
I am totally
going to do it. Well, now that you know that you can mow a lawn and put your bumper sticker on it.
And wear a hat.
Do you think they let the lawnmowers wear a park ranger hat, or do you think they'll just let you do it because you want to?
I'll have to ask.
Okay.
Once I prove my value, I think, as a lawn mower, they might let me.
They might let you. Yeah. All right. Well, when we come back in the next segment, we still have this segment, but Luke Mathers.
Is that his name?
That is his name.
I was not sure.
Luke Mathers of Luke and Brian, Dueling Tangents. is going to be joining us for the last half hour of our show. I am making a joke about that because I am so used to saying Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. And in their opening segment, they have a joke about Luke Bryant.
Right.
And on Todd's show, when we were on the Todd Albo show earlier today, I was previewing what was coming up on our show today. And I just called him Luke Bryan. And as soon as it left my mouth, I was like, that's not his last name.
I don't think that's right.
Luke Mathers will be with us at the bottom of the hour. But for now, we're going to play Three Headlines and a Lie.
I'm excited. We haven't done this in a while.
We haven't done it for a while, and it's been a weird week. So I don't know if we've been paying as closely attention to the news.
True.
So this is where we have four different headlines, three of which are true, one is fake, and Jane and I, well, I have to know.
You know,
so
answers,
I know.
Yeah.
So you can play along with us, but Jane and Aaron, if you would like to play along as well, you can weigh in which one you think is the fake one. So, number one, first headline. Court rules Florida residents can't sell rare tropical fish that end up in pools after hurricane.
You cannot sell tropical fish that ended up in a pool after a hurricane.
Yes. Court rules Florida residents cannot sell rare tropical fish that end up in pools after hurricanes. That is number one.
All right.
Number two. Japan is about to expel a YouTuber from its Senate because he didn't show up to work for 7 months.
Mm.
YouTuber that was also a Senate member.
Interesting.
Interesting. So number two, Japan is about to expel a YouTuber from its Senate because he didn't show up to work for 7 months. Number three, Newark accidentally enters into a sister city deal with fake city.
Newark, New Jersey?
Newark, New Jersey.
Okay. They partnered with a sister city that does not exist.
That does not exist.
That's beautiful.
Overseas.
That's beautiful.
And number four, this couple just got married in the Taco Bell metaverse. Didn't know there was a Taco Bell metaverse.
That I 100% believe.
You do?
I do too.
Yeah, all right, so these are our four options.
This is three headlines and a lie.
Three headlines and a lie. Which one's the fake headline? The court that ruled Florida residents can't sell rare tropical fish because they end up in pools after hurricane. Japan is about to expel a YouTuber from its Senate because he didn't show up to work for 7 months. Newark accidentally enters into sister city deal with a fake city. Or a couple that got married in the Taco Bell metaverse.
I am going with the Japanese lawmaker.
Okay.
I am as well, but I'm going with it on a technicality. Like, it was probably 8 months.
Ah. Well, you're both wrong.
Oh, no.
It's the fish.
It's the fish?
Yeah.
That was so specific that I believed it.
But it's also Florida, so why would they ban it? I feel like they're not going to ban anyone from buying tropical fish. Freedom.
But it's about finding them in your pool after a hurricane. So... I'm just trying to follow how this, so there's a hurricane that comes through your house and it smashes your fish tank, and then the fish somehow come down from the fifth floor of your condo and make it into the condominium pool, and you can retrieve them and keep them even if they're not yours, but you can't sell them.
That is very specific.
That's right.
It's a long journey.
It's a long journey.
Nemo really got his work cut out for him.
And how many fish are surviving that kind of journey?
Well,
I think that's quite impressive.
When everything's flooded, there's a lot of water.
I suppose.
Think about the amount of like crocodiles that you're now walking around with when Florida floods like that.
Good point.
That's why I'm not moving to Florida anytime soon.
So many reasons not to move to Florida.
Yes. Visit. If my brother ends up pulling the trigger and moving there, I'll be happy to visit for a weekend to get some sun.
But really?
To visit. I don't need to move there at all. So Newark, the Japan thing seems pretty straightforward. A Japanese YouTuber is likely to be expelled from the country's Senate after not showing up to work. Lawmakers voted Tuesday to kick him out, which is likely to be confirmed on Wednesday. So we could follow up and see if that actually happened yesterday. But the city of Newark recently signed a deal to work with a sister city overseas. Mayor Baraka signed the deal in January to work with the United States of Kalasa. The purpose of the deal was to establish an international relationship that would help both territories and their people. But there was just one problem. The United States of Kalasa does not exist.
How did that even get that far?
Apparently thought they were getting involved in a cultural and trade deal with one of India's emerging independent Hindu nations. But it's fake. Whoops.
A little more research, folks.
Whoops. And then a couple did indeed get married in the Taco Bell metaverse. The future of virtual weddings is shiny, tacky, and sponsored. So there you go. Aaron, I love that you knew that that one was real. You're like, no, that definitely happened.
People are weird.
All right. When we come back, Luke Mathers will be here. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News brief. Dozens of branches of Signature Bank will become Flagstar Bank when doors open in the morning. It's part of a $2.7 billion deal. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Democrats caused bank failures with high inflation.
The American public has actually been hurt, not just in the price of eggs, not just their money won't go as far, but now worried about whether their money would even be or their local bank can stay around. We will work hard to make sure that they are protected.
China's Xi Jinping is expected to meet with Vladimir Putin in Moscow. U.S. officials worry what that means for Ukraine.
China has proposed a peace plan for Ukraine, but it's one that many world leaders have said is a non-starter since it leans heavily towards Russia.
Former Moscow bureau chief here at CBS, Beth Noble. There's a curfew in Miami Beach after deadly weekend violence. Mayor Dan Gelber blames visitors.
The few that come with bad intentions and the presence of guns creates a holy, intolerable situation.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. One person is in the hospital after being shot by police in Oshkosh early this morning. Police say they were responding to a complaint about someone making threats. No officers were hurt. Wisconsin's longtime Secretary of State is retiring. Former State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski will take Doug LaFollette's place. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
LaFollette held the position as Secretary of State for 11 consecutive terms, spanning more than 40 years. Godlewski will be only the third woman in Wisconsin state history to serve as Secretary of State. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
In sports, Marquette beats Vermont to kick off the big dance. They'll play Michigan State Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoyed by the sly, so enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Feeling no pain, it goes like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock. When that sun lays down, we'll be on our way. One more barefoot round, one more last chance to say, hey, senorita, don't you think.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. This is the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour of As Goes Wisconsin. We are in Madison. Aaron Sommers is on the board doing a great job.
Yes.
And Luke Mathers, not Luke Bryan, Bryant, has joined us for the last half hour. How you doing, buddy?
Good. It's been a little while since I've joined you here on the airwaves.
Was it the last time? Was it when I when we played What Did I Miss?
Yep.
And you had to tell me everything, all the news, all the Wisconsin news.
Yeah, we had a little David Diggs doing What Did I Miss when you came back from your honeymoon, I believe.
I think that was it.
That sounds right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of news.
I remember I talked really, really fast because there had been so much that had happened. So hopefully I don't have to talk too fast. We don't have to jam in all that information.
And we're not doing... This is the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour. So this is not the time where we're talking about the Wisconsin legislature. This is when we have fun.
Perfect.
And we talked to Brian Hefty from the DNR. This is the human interest... Fun, light,
fluffy.
I do that all the time with tangents, though. But I just try to weave them in.
Yeah,
so
I
only have an hour ever. So it's usually if I don't work in the lighthearted stuff into the hard hitting topics, I would never actually hit the hard hitting topics.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because in an hour, you've only got so much time. So you got to try to squeeze it all in and kind of combine it. And you jump from story to story, and you sometimes lose your train of thought, but.
That's what tangents are for.
Then we try to get to it the next day.
What would you do with a longer show? How would you change it? Because it is. I mean, an hour. It ends up being 44 minutes.
Yeah,
once we take the commercials,
by.
It flies by. Versus 3 hours sometimes flies by, but it's a very different way to structure the show versus powering it all in there for 44 minutes. So what do you think you would change if you had another? Let's not even do 3 hours. Let's do 2 hours. What would you change?
If I had to fill 2 hours, because that's exactly where my mind would go.
You're
would be
like, oh,
okay, I have to
lot.
Fill the 2 hours. I think Brian and I always have these really good bits, and I wish if we had some more time, we could, you know, actually work on them a little bit more and create something with those. And so there's hope that will maybe come back to the one-hour program as the big fancy guy is doing very, very important things
here
with our growing network. And so not to sound like I'm like sad that he's not on the air. I do miss him, but I know he's doing important work. But he and I just have a lot of fun, and we have a lot of creative approaches, I think, to the Wisconsin headlines that we try to make it more relatable and understandable and kind of digest, very similar to what the two of you do here with As Goes Wisconsin. So
yeah. Speaking of, before we, because I have two topics. So we'll prime the audience if they have strong feelings on this. And then we'll talk about headquarters and Fancy Brian because Jane got to see them last night.
Oh, that's amazing.
There's a new king of the most popular breed of dog.
Oh.
It's been for 31 years a Labrador Retriever.
Mm-hmm.
But for the first time in three decades, the king has been usurped. By a much smaller, anatomically questionable creature.
Oh, my.
The French Bulldog is now the most popular. So we're going to have a debate on what is the best breed of dog. And then after that, we're going to have a debate on whether or not boneless wings are just chicken nuggets. So welcome to the Fun Time Power.
This is right. This is like a slow pitch right across the plate and just teeing it up.
So both questions. One, what is the best dog breed? Two, are boneless wings just chicken nuggets with a lot of sauce on them? But first, how was headquarters last night? You stopped by to see Fancy Brian late at night, still working?
Dominic Salvia forced me. walk with
he needed a chaperone, Jane.
Well, I was under so much pressure from Dom. So we went, it's two blocks away from where we were staying last night. So, and I had never had a chance to see what's underway. It is spectacular.
It really is.
It is. It's amazing. And it's huge. So much space. Wonderful views of State Street. And it is a little hub of activity, man. It was Fancy Brian and Corey Hartman, and then two other really intelligent people who I have never met before, who were working in the computer room.
Yeah,
and I got to see the new Fancy Aaron boards, the producer boards that are coming.
I'm looking forward to that.
I haven't seen those yet.
Yeah, that you're not going to have a piece of paper and you write on what it is, and you stick it on with a piece of tape. It's but that's what I'm used to, and that's been standard radio operating procedures. So these big new fancy boards are coming, and it's nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I'm very excited for the location. Every time I pull up in there, I'm like, I cannot wait until this is where we're actually based from.
So, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
We're not jealous at all in our converted dentist office record out of.
I'm going to come. Hey, this is also a converted dentist office.
This is also a dentist office?
Yeah, this is also a dentist office. So, you know, it's kind of par for the course, but I'm going to come visit you guys, and I'm going to broadcast from Waukesha tomorrow.
Yay! I know.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so it's going to be the first time that I'm going to come see the new studio. I have not been out there yet, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I'll warm up the seat for you.
And there's a rumor that I'm not going to put it out there saying that for sure it's happening, but there may be an appearance of both me and Fancy Brian in the same studio at the same time for a show. So
that would be something.
When's the last time that happened, that you did it in the same room?
Oh, a real long time. I honestly can't even think of the last time that, because when we first started out Dueling Tangents in the, what would it have been, fall, October of 2021, Brian was commuting to Madison every single day.
From
Oak Creek. And so Brian would do the commute, and then he'd be like talking to me of the things that he was training me, like on his drive, and then we'd do a show together, and then he'd produce the Devil's Advocates, and then he'd drive home at the end of the night and instruct me on the other things that he needed to train me how to do. So we've been kind of really excited of the growing team that we've been putting together, because it means that Brian and I don't have to necessarily do that for forever.
Which
we're really looking forward to. It was so exciting to see all of the talent that the network has put together in one room yesterday. Missing a few parts, obviously. Shout out to Mr. Kreitlow, who was absent yesterday, but we did miss him. He was there in spirit. But it was a lot of fun, and the fact that Brian and I have pretty much developed this remote relationship for our studio for Dueling Tangents. It's been Madison and Waukesha, and then broadcasting out to the rest of the state as we've grown over these past couple months. So we don't get the opportunity to be in studio all the time, and I'm putting it out there. I'm not saying it's for sure happening, folks, but we're putting it out there into ether that maybe, just maybe, St. Patty's Day in Waukesha
will be tomorrow. A St. Patrick's Day miracle.
I hope it does, because long distance can be really hard on a relationship.
It is, but it also makes the heart grow fonder, and I can tell you, Fancy Brian and I are very fond of each other. So
no doubt.
Well, we're very fond of both of you.
Yes.
Now, to move on to what kind of dogs you're very fond of.
I have a qualm with this list. This list is crap.
So this is the list of the kennel. The American Kennel Club comes out with a list every year, and of like the most popular dogs, which I don't think you can. I mean, I think it's based on dogs that are registered. So this is not a opinion-based thing. This is
my
new
entry means
dogs that are bought and registered with their owners. And so it is actual data, not just like a like, you know, you pick poll that you self select into. It's like, it's actually data.
I have to check my 2023 registration for my dog then. I know I'm registered to vote, but I don't know if
I updated the 2023. That's probably more important, if I'm being totally honest. But all right, so the 10 most popular breeds for 2022 are almost the same from 2021, just in a different order. So here's the list with the number of the positions gained or lost. I'm not going to do that part. All right. So number 10, German Shorthaired Pointer.
Wow, that surprises me.
I can't even imagine.
It's a very specific type of hunting dog, isn't it?
I would assume that the pointer makes the hunting
dog. They're like spotted. I'm looking at it. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's number 10. A wiener dog Dachshund is number 9. I wanted one so badly as a kid. And I said to my mom, she's like, well, who'd walk it? I was like, I'd walk it. His legs are short. It doesn't have to go very far. That was my kid logic, which is not bad.
Nice try.
My fiance's mom has a dachshund. And she is a feisty little dog.
I've also heard they're very dramatic.
They are.
They pretend that they're hurt.
Very needy. But she's a breed of she's a combination of another dog on this top 10 list, and she's a tank because of the other dog that she's bred with. When we get there, I'll tell you, but it's going to surprise you, folks.
Wow. Okay.
Star-crossed woofers.
All right. Number 8 is a beagle. I've heard good things about beagles. I've never
owned
one.
They howl, though.
I was going to say they're noisy.
Yeah, they like to howl.
They're noisy.
Arr, 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 arr.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yo.
All right. Number 7. I have a soft spot for this dog because there was a children's book called Carl Dog, and there was no words. It was all just illustrations. And I had a great babysitter growing up I mean, everyone, my mom would, like, because you made up the story, right? So you, whoever okay. was reading the book
oh, neat.
Would kind of tell the story in their own words. And I had one babysitter who was so, she very theatrical.
Sure.
And I have always, and still do want someday, although I would have to pay for training. Number seven is a Rottweiler. Big.
That's a tall order.
That's a big, beefy dog.
That's a big responsibility when it comes to the dog.
That's going to need lots of walks.
Yes, mm-hmm. I know. And that's very different than Clifford right now, who needs not many walks.
Cliffy, who's 12 and he's a Chihuahua.
He's a 10-pound Chihuahua mixed with something.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a Rottweiler in our neighborhood that I see, and he's so beautiful. But it's also like, oh yeah, you need a lot more exercise than Cliff. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
But yeah. I do. The Carl dog books, highly recommend. All right, number five, a poodle. I've heard poodles are jerks.
You skipped over six.
Oh, sorry. Six. Another one of my favorites as a kid. Still one of my favorites, but I don't think I would ever buy because they're so expensive. Number six, a bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what the dachshund is mixed with?
Not yet. All right. We're not there yet.
Bulldogs have a bunch of health issues.
See, and yeah. so do French bulldogs, because it's the smashed face.
Face.
And that was my thing. I was like, I love bulldogs. I've always thought they're just fun, goofy meatballs. But it's that. It's like the cost of, because I think it's the same thing for both bulldogs and French bulldogs. That they can't be born naturally. They all have to be born on a C-section.
Oh, I did not know that.
That they're not like natural creatures anymore.
Wow.
Anyway,
yeah,
I
knew
keep
they
going
were bred, yeah.
It's 1:45, so I got to keep going. So I'll get to the list, and then in the next segment, we'll debate. The boneless chicken wings we'll save for tomorrow. Number five is a poodle. Number four is a German Shepherd. Number three is a Golden Retriever. Two is a Labrador Retriever. And one is a French Bulldog. So what's the dachshund mixed with?
The Golden Retriever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does it have like long flowy hair?
Yeah, she's got long swoopy golden hair, and she is a beefy dachshund though, because she's obviously, she took the shape of a dachshund, and she's like a torpedo. She'll jump on you when she hits you. If she jumps up on the couch while you're sitting there and she gets you, she can knock the wind out of you easily.
Wow.
Because she has the build almost of a golden, and her legs and just her whole core dachshund.
So it's like corgi almost?
No. She's clearly a dachshund. Like, you could see the wiener dog in this dog. That is who she is, but she's also a golden.
You're gonna have to send us a picture.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine this. All right, so I guess agree, disagree as far as what you... Because you know a lot about different dogs.
I do.
Does anything surprise you?
French bulldogs became very, very trendy over the last decade.
Yeah.
And those were the dogs that Lady Gaga had stolen.
Yeah. In Milwaukee, that happened.
Yes.
There was a hairdresser who, someone broke into her house and stole both dogs. And I think she got both back.
Yes,
thank
she
God.
Did.
Yeah.
But they're very expensive.
Yes.
And they are very cute. They're very cute. But again, I feel like they're expensive because I think they have health issues.
My Australian Shepherd didn't even make the top 10. And that's, he is literally adorable and he's smart.
Yeah.
And I don't know how.
Is it the breed or your dog that you're biased
to? Oh, it's the breed.
The breed. Yeah.
They are so smart. He's smarter than his own good most days. And so he knows how to get into things. He's like, he is
Can he open
conniving.
Doors?
We're doing a lot of renovations, so there's honestly not a whole lot of doors around the house right now.
Right.
But I don't know if he's gotten to that point. But he once took an entire cast iron skillet off of the stove in the middle of the night because we thought like it would be left there, and he just cleared it off the stove, didn't make any noise, and then ate everything that was in there. And it was
all right.
He's too smart for.
We're talking our favorite dogs. We'll be back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the play.
Come on, man. I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple of glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum-tum-tum.
Lots of rum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like,
yeah.
I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 28. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow, high of 46. Lows around 32. Tomorrow night, overcast. Chance for scattered showers Tuesday and Wednesday. Upper 40s Tuesday, mid-50s by Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may think my dog will always come through. All he asks from me is the food to give him strength. All he ever needs is love, and that he knows he'll get. So I love my dog as much as I love you, but you make a fade. My dog will always come through.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. We are joined by Luke Mathers, and Aaron Zommers is on the board. We are wrapping up our field trip Thursday in the Madison Civic Media World Headquarters. And we're talking, you know, because it is the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power, we're talking about dog breeds.
Yeah. Your super, favorite puppies.
Super important.
Yes, it is.
Something I would run through a wall for, my dog. I love
it. Because, Aaron, was that Cat Stevens we were just listening to?
Yes, it was.
Yes. And so I literally, I was listening to the lyrics of that. I was like, I'm pretty sure Mike loves Cliff as much as he loves me. I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
Well, he was living with Cliff before you.
That's true. That's true. So. I mean, to be fair, we both came into his life almost at the exact same time. I moved to Milwaukee, and 2 days later, Mike rescued Cliff.
Oh, wow.
So we really, I think we always knew that Cliff had a better chance of survival than I did, but I made it through still. I did get a ring. Cliff has not gotten a ring
that's
yet.
That's true. Not yet.
I know, a collar kind of counts, right? You know, something. Not as flashy, but it's definitely...
All right. So what do we think? So I'll read the list again from... This is the American Kennel Club's most popular dogs for 2022, and we're debating what... I mean, we can't really debate it because it's facts. It's how many people,
sold and registered.
Sold and registered. But as far as other dogs that we think should be contenders or breeds that should be contenders, number one was French Bulldog, which usurped Labrador Retrievers after 31 years of labs being the most popular dog. Golden Retriever is number three. German Shepherd is number four. Five is Poodle. Six is Bulldog. Seven is Rottweiler. Eight is Beagle. Nine is Dachshund. I don't always say Dachshund. Wiener dog. 10 is German short-haired pointer. I guess what I'm wondering if there's specific rules on purebreds, because I'm surprised that like the golden doodles.
Yeah.
And which all, are really popular.
All just of mutt, the doodles.
Just like any kind of mutt like but mixed together.
Mutts feel harder because like Cliff's mixed with something, right?
Yeah.
So those feel harder. Like I know they want to take your money when you do the like 23andMe for your dog. But... For like the breed, like the hybrid dog, like designer dogs,
the hypoallergenic dogs,
yes, and like everything's mixed with a
golden
poodle these days,
poodle, so that it's hypoallergenic then.
So I'm wondering if there's a part of this, the rules of this that they have to be purebreds, because otherwise I would be very, I'm surprised that some of those mixes
so
aren't higher on
crossover.
The list.
Yeah.
Well, and you make a really good point, because again, too, I think so many people have taken advantage. Lots of people have allergies and lots of people still want to have dogs. And can I just say, I have never owned a golden retriever, but I know people who do, and they are sweet peas. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They really are just...
Labs in general, too.
Yeah. So good-natured, right? And so good-tempered. And they're just adorable. All dogs.
I know. One dog that I still want, and I don't think requires as, like I said, Rottweiler, that needs a lot of energy. I've always loved Great Danes.
Oh, no, they needed a lot too, though.
Do they? I've been told they're really good apartment dogs because they think they're small.
What?
Yeah, I've heard that they actually, I mean, they need exercise, but it's not like a sporting dog. Oh. Like a golden retriever and a lab, like they need to get out there and run.
Yeah.
Versus, I think Great Danes are a little daintier. I've been told. I've never owned a Great Dane.
I would never have considered it that way.
See, and I think they're wonderful dogs. And years ago, a friend's sister had one. Her name was Fanny. And where I'm sitting right now, Fanny would sit and her head would be level with mine.
Oh, they're huge.
They're just gigundo. The biggest drawback to having a Great Dane is having to clean up after the Great Dane.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, well, you are a lot funnier. It's also, those big dogs don't live very long.
No, they don't.
Like Bull Mastiffs, Great Danes.
Yeah.
Like, they make it to, like, 10.
Yeah.
Versus the little ones that can live a little bit longer because their hearts are too big.
Yeah. And that's the hardest part of owning, of loving any pet, is having to say goodbye. But at the same time, that is the most generous and most loving thing that you can do.
Yeah.
For your animal. You know, to make sure that they're not in pain and not suffering. But it's hard. It is. It's hard. Really hard.
All right. Well, on that somber note.
We love them. Give them all scritches. Yeah, give them scritches from us.
But since we only have a couple minutes left, what do you have today, Mr. Luke Mathers?
Stephen Webb, the executive director for Planned Parenthood Action of Wisconsin, is going to be joining me at 2:30. Before that, Mr. Kreitlow, so he doesn't miss out on the fun, will be joining me for a second.
Because I heard that this morning. He was a little irritated.
He's disappointed
that he was not part of the crossovers.
He was more upset of the fact that he's been trying to get more of us to join him in the morning. And Todd and I do. Todd and I each, and I believe Chad Holmes.
Chad does sometimes.
Yeah, Chad Holmes.
I pretty much shut that down. I was like,
too early for you.
I'm just stressed out about my own show. I'm like, I can't have time. Once I have my show under control, maybe we'll start playing with that. But he
was kind of upset. And it was on a Thursday. Then Thursdays are the days that I join him at 7:50. And he felt a little left out. And I think a little scorn that it was his own idea, saying, hey, we should do more cross-promotion of everybody's show. And then I told him, and I was like, hey, that's what we're doing today. There's going to be Todd's going to join Kristen and Jane and Kristen are going to join Todd, and I'm going to join them as well. And Pat was kind of just like, how dare you? So it was a little bit more that he didn't feel left out. And
he should have come. I'm just saying, he didn't come. He could have come yesterday. We all sat through the training.
That's fair.
And we're having conversations about it.
Well, I am looking forward to listening to you two as I head back to Milwaukee after we wrap things up here. So
it'll be a fun hour here on Dueling Tangents and then in Waukesha. And Remy will probably be with me tomorrow, so you'll get to meet the dog.
Yes.
Are you going to bring Remy to the studio?
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be there for at least a little bit.
We have treats. Yeah. We have treats.
There we go.
We have dog treats?
Of course we do.
Does that mean I can start bringing Cliff to the office?
You think we're savages?
He's pretty quiet.
Bring him.
Remy's silent as long as he's around, not around other dogs. So maybe not tomorrow.
I will bring Cliff tomorrow.
Don't bring him tomorrow.
I will not bring Cliff tomorrow. All right. Well, this has been a very fun Thursday.
It has.
Yeah, thanks kind for of sticking around and outside. Doing the show from Madison today. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it has been fun. Thanks for coming on with us.
I have chair envy, by the way. These are great bouncy chairs. I love these chairs.
I think you have the power, if you so choose, to get some of these chairs for our office.
I'm just going to take them.
Okay. I was going to say, as long as there's one over there, I do my show, just don't say anything, and it'll just stick out the back on the car ride home.
Just put the back down, and we'll take a couple chairs.
Here we go. All right. Well, thank you for texting. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. Today has been a very fun show. I have warmed up the chair for Mr. Luke Mathers to take over for Dueling Tangents, so you should stick around and listen to his show. Call him, text him, but we'll be back tomorrow at 11. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
I love my dog.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AceYourRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.